Hello, this is YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams. I got a lead on this week's feature from my boss, Jones Franzel, who runs Generation PRX. It comes from UNICEF Radio, which covers stories that focus on the health, education, equality, and protection of children. Jones wrote me about this piece saying, "Talk about being brave and direct with your questions." And that person who is being brave and direct is 15-year-old Lorena Kola, a 15-year-old from Kakata, Liberia. As Liberia slowly recovers from a 14-year-long civil war, its educational system retains some of the lawlessness that reigned during the conflict. Students and teachers often bribe each other for better grades, and Lorena says an even bigger problem is teachers exploiting female students for grades. This is Paying for Grades by Lorena Kola of UNICEF Radio.
You're listening to UNICEF Radio. It is the 20th anniversary of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, and in celebration, UNICEF Radio is producing a series of stories in conjunction with children from around the world. Today's story is by Lorena Mkole, who tells us about a troubling trend in her country of Liberia, where students and teachers bribe each other for better grades.
Hello, my name is Lorena Mkole. I'm 17 years of age. I'm from Kakata. My radio station name is Jos FM 98.2. My topic on discussion is students buying grades from teachers and teachers exploiting female students. I think this is a serious issue in our community and our society. So this is why I chose this topic.
I went to two schools in Monrovia to talk to teachers and students about buying grades.
Well, we are still here talking with students concerning the issue of students buying grades from teachers. So we have a female student here. Your name?
My name is Sarah Moore. I am 15 years old.
You have a friend buying grades from teachers. When did it happen?
Last year when we were in the fifth class.
How many dollars did she give the teachers?
She gave the teacher $50.
What can be the cause of students buying grades from teachers?
Because they don't study when they go home, they can be anxious to play and go to video club.
When we say going to a video club, we mean that people go to watch movies.
Yes, and I told her not to buy grades from teachers. It's good to study when you are schooling.
Some of the students say they are friends. Poor grade from teachers, but no one said that they themselves did it. And even bigger problem is teacher exploiting female students for grades. As a young woman, I feel very bad because it can damage the life of the female girls.
What is the relationship between teachers and students in your school?
The relationship between teacher and student is very bad. It's not good for teachers to love the student.
When we say a teacher loves the student, it means they have had a sexual intercourse with that student.
The teacher has tried to tell him that if you want to help the person, just help me. Don't never practice to love the student can kill you. But that's all I can tell the teacher.
We have the principal of this institution, and we are about to talk to him. Your name, sir?
Dagbe, Napla Dagbe.
We are talking about students buying grades from teachers. We notice it around Liberia. How do you make of it?
You see the issue of buying grades. When Liberia went through a war, people are traumatized. And besides being traumatized, there are economic reasons. A lot of parents used to be able before to support their family adequately. And now they are unable. More girls' children are failing for themselves. Most of the boys who come to school too, they have to sell. So they don't have sufficient time for lesson. Because to pass your courses, you must read. You must study your lesson. You must be able to read every now and then, because that is learning. So if these things are happening in other school, I would say that the administrator in that particular school should monitor his teachers. And if a teacher is caught and it is proofing, let that particular teacher don't be a teacher again forever. But you who are buying the grade, you are leaving the education behind and you're putting only the grade in front. So there will be time in your life where you'll be compared to prove what you have learned. You have to look for a job. You have to sit interview. those students who engage in buying grades, I would say that they are fooling themselves, because tomorrow they will not be able to measure up to standard. The world is changing. Liberia could be a good country tomorrow. We'll be looking for people who can prove themselves. And if you can't prove yourself, you can't get a job.
My name is Lorena Nkole. I'm presently at the Ministry of Education, and I will be talking to one of the directors here. Your name?
Yonoko Paul Collins. I'm director for secondary education.
Mistress Collins, we sometimes notice that students buy grades from teachers to enable them to pass. How do you make of it?
It is true sometimes that students buy grades to enable them to be promoted to the next class.
Do you think what can be the cause?
The first thing, you the individual, you are going to buy grades. Sit down. If you buy the grades, what will become of you tomorrow? Because you are not fit to represent the class that you will be promoted to.
In school, sometimes we notice that teachers explore female students, have sex with them for grades. How do you make of it?
Well, I myself, I have been a female student in school before. Don't let any teacher to twist you around. You, the woman, will be the official leader for this country tomorrow. And if you allow the men to misuse you, I'm sorry for our nation.
What is the penalty for such teachers?
Any teacher who is fond, loving to a student, and it is proofing, you will be dismissed. I want to call on the teachers. Those girls that are in your classes are your children. Don't treat them like women for you. And you, the girls, the teachers that are teaching you, they are your parents. If you cannot understand anything, go to them. If they bring anything pertaining to love affair, expose them, and the Ministry of Education will deal with them.
Thank you all so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Well, I've talked to all of these people. I think in Liberia, teachers don't make much money and their salary are not increased. So this is why they sometimes encourage students to buy grades from them. People buy grades to enable them to pass. It is bad because they will not be able to meet the challenge. My advice to the government is for them to take action against any teachers who are found in such an act. The government should also increase the salary of teachers that will enable them not to embarrass the student about buying grades. I want to tell the students themselves to study their lesson, be focused, and be determined, and you will reach the goal. This is Lorena Collette from Kakata. Thank you for listening.
That was Paying for Grades by Lorena Cola of UNICEF Radio. Lorena was one of the participants in a week-long radio production workshop for 7 young people from Liberia. You can hear more of UNICEF Radio's unique and bold stories at prx.org/group/UNICEF. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. And over at youthcast.org, you can listen to all of our old episodes and find a few other diversions. And if you like doing the social networking thing, we are on Facebook. Facebook.com/youthcast. Get in touch. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.